Ensure a successful season with hard work and dedication. Yarbrough, Tabor, and Goodwin, YTG Insurance is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.
Welcome back to another season of Rocket Football on the web. We will be bringing a podcast every week, previewing the games on Thursday. You can listen in, tune in, click on your computer, go to the Rocket website as you have today, and every Thursday, without fail. Coach Starnes, welcome back to your 26th year of head coaching at Crittenden County. Does it feel like 26?
You know, Chris, it really doesn't. It just seems like that it was just yesterday that that it was 1991. Lana, our daughter, was 4 months old. And we pull into Crittenden County in Marion and have an interview with Dr. Dennis Lacey. And, you know, it just seems like it was yesterday. And it's been great. Crittenden County and Marion's been great to us. And we have developed some good friends and some relationships. And, you know, it's amazing how time flies. And, you know, I was told that at an early age to embrace it, but... now I'm the one that can tell young people that they better not blink their eyes too much, because I mean, time just goes by.
It really does, no question. It seems like yesterday Lana was just a wee child and fell over at Webster County and broke her arm and during the ball game.
I
remember that like it was yesterday, mm-hmm. and it does seem like yesterday. And you're right, we don't need to take for granted anything at any time. And as you've had some health issues, you and your wife both, and we've been through all that with you, and that's another thing that really makes us reflect and have a period of introspection, isn't it? And
we know what's important in life. That's right. We know what's important, and we have to keep that perspective and move forward and live every day like it's your last, because you never know.
Well, this isn't your last season, but we can see the end in sight. We've had this conversation in the past, and I know you can retire in 2 years, and I know there's a lot of people lobbying for you to stick around, but we're gonna leave that for next year, and we'll talk about that, I'm sure, more if we have a farewell tour. You know, it's like the Yankees coach with A-Rod said he was a manager. He didn't manage farewell tours, so I think they got rid of A-Rod.
Yeah, you know, I get it. I understand that. So I'm not a manager of farewell tours either. So
we'll talk about that at a later date. But today you're looking at your 26th season. Todd County Central is first up. Todd won 3 games last year. Your team was 7-5, went to the second round, a semifinalist in the region. Lost a lot of personnel though from that Rocket football team last year. A lot of good kids, a lot of good linemen, skilled position players. And I know this is you never want to say it's a rebuilding year, but in some sense you could call it a rebuilding year.
Yeah, and you know, I think it is. I think we have to step back and we have to look at the personnel that we have and understand that we're playing with a lot of inexperienced kids, and we're going to take our growing pains early, and we've challenged the kids to grow up and learn, and that's what's going to happen. You know, right now, the kids are working hard, they're going to play hard, but we're going to make a lot of mistakes because we're young and inexperienced, and we have to understand that, we have to improve on it. And we know that as coaches, but the players are going to have to understand that and accept those and work on that. And we challenge them this week. It goes back to what I've said before. You know, you want to see the biggest improvement from your first scrimmage to your first game. And this is where we have to improve. And our technique is something that we need to focus on. And I challenge the kids after watching this scrimmage Monday that, you know, you pick one or two things that you need to work on and get better and improve on. If you do that this week, we'll be better as a football team.
Of course, the conversation always turns to the quarterback. That's one of the first things that people in the coffee shops want to talk about is your quarterback. Who's the quarterback this year? You have a new guy there. He played a little backup role last year. But Hunter Boone is a sophomore, but people already are elevating his status. They think he has an opportunity maybe to break all the passing records at Crittenden County. And if he stays healthy, I know he has a very good arm. I'll let you elaborate more about Hunter Boone and his
Well, I mean,
coming of age.
You know, I think surely he has the ability to break the records. He has that skill, but you have to do it. You know, you have to make sure that you get out there and you do it, and that comes down to understanding coverages. It comes down to putting the ball where it needs to be, and when you're talking about breaking the passing records, you're talking about surrounding yourself with support staff that can catch and things like that. We have that this year. I think you know, Hunter is well beyond his years in poise. He looks like he's a veteran in the pocket, and he just has to understand that he has to bring that to the table week in and week out and understand what his abilities are. We're going to have to throw the ball quick, we're going to have to throw the ball accurate, and we're going to have to make sure that we catch the ball. And so if he understands that, and he's gotten better, he understands that that he's got to take it on his shoulders and make everybody perform at the level that he feels like that they should, because you know as well as I do that that the quarterback is the general out there. And so, you know, we're putting things on Hunter that we haven't put on any other quarterback. And that's a lot said for a first-time sophomore quarterback. So we're allowing him to make a lot of decisions out there. And so when he does that and he does it right, you know, then we can see it. You know, you can see the poise that he has. And so, you know, it's just like Sean Thompson, the offensive coordinator, said, you know, he puts balls where we don't think that it can be put, where it doesn't look like that it should be, and he lays them in there.
And he sees something.
And he sees something. He does it.
That's mm-hmm. the mark of a good quarterback, mm-hmm. isn't it?
And okay. So we have total confidence in him. And so, you know, we're expecting a big year from him. And he has to understand that you know, in passing, it doesn't have to be 50 yards down the field. You know, you don't have to throw the ball down there. You're going to get yardage if you throw it just giving it to the back. If the back is open, let the back get 50 yards. It still goes down as passing yards. So, you know, he's got to understand we've got to take whatever the defense gives us and don't try to force it.
And you've got a whole stable of guys who are they're running back, have been running backs. Of course, in this new offense, everybody's a receiver. So you've got these guys who over the last year or two have evolved into hands type guys. I think it probably starts with Ethan Hunt, who is returning this year. He was one of your better receivers last year and a good defender who I think had 5 interceptions. So we know he's got good hands. Mason Myers, who's a running back. He's your Y this year. Paxton Riley, former quarterback, is the X. And then Ethan Dossett, another sophomore, will play the H-back. Then you've got Gavin Dickerson, who last season, toward the end of the year, was just a beast running the football, but I'll let you explain a little bit. He's probably going to play more of a central role on defense and maybe rest a little more on offense. But then I'll mention at your F-back is Devin Nesbitt, another sophomore. So a lot of young guys back there
that can catch. Mm-hmm. And we also have Jared Lundy that's a senior that can catch, and Ben Brown
is
the first
6'9".
Yeah, he's 6'11", 12, 13, 14
like
or something,
it.
You know. And so we're expecting that we can just line him up out wide and throw a ball up and let him go get it. And he has to understand that that's what we expect out of him, you know, and that's what we want. We have Ben Brown, who's a first-year player from Little League. You know, he played here at Little League, but he hadn't played since and's got a lot of talent. If he catches the ball, he can move, great speed. You know, and then you have Mitchell Joyce, who's a young sophomore that can catch the football. So we have options, and Brandon Lamy, you know, is one of them that we can put in there. You know, and I can remember, Chris, you know, a long time ago, if we had one receiver, you know, then we were good because we would try to get the ball, and that one receiver, you know, would be able to throw the ball to him, and he would be the one that we're saying is going to catch the ball, you know, and Chad Perriman and some of those other guys that were, you know, were out there that could catch.
Shante Moss was one. I think he was the only kid on the team that caught a pass.
And now, when we committed to this offense, then we were committed to be able to throw the ball. And we said that if we're going to commit to throw the ball, we better commit to catching the ball. So we work our catching drills every single day. That's what we warm up with. And because of that, I think kids have gotten confidence in it, and that we put it in our pre-practice, we put it in our pre-game, and that's what we do every single day is catch the ball. So
one of the biggest questions I hear people around town, you know, of course, as you can imagine, Rocket football is a topic of discussion about anywhere I go right now. And everybody always looks to the media, think, you know, well, at least we've had our nose in it a little bit and can answer some questions. But I hear people say, how can we have a passing game when we have such a young, small offensive line? Pretty much a whole new offensive line this year. The only guy I think you've got coming back is your center, DK, corner. And other than that, they're not very big. And they're all inexperienced. So how do you make those guys into pass blockers?
You know, in back in the day, in the old time, you line up under center, you have to take a 5 or 7 step drop. While you're dropping, they're rushing. You know, there's a thing right now called shotgun that you get. You snap the ball 5 yards.
Like getting a head start.
You get a head start, and so the things that we do are all about geared around passing the football. We want to run, don't get me wrong. We want to run the football. We want to get first downs. But there are times when we're going to be a running team in the spread, and there's going to be times we're going to be a throwing team in the spread. We are a throwing team in the spread right now because we have small, young, inexperienced linemen. And so what we do is you take them and you back them up a step from where they normally are. You have shotguns, so you try to create as much separation as you can from the defense. Then what you do is you call the plays where you have a package to where the quarterback throws the ball quick, gets a pre-snap read, he knows where he's going with the ball right now, and that ball's thrown within the first step. So he doesn't take a step. He just sits there and he fast feet and throws the football, so it's timing. So you don't have to hold the defensive player out. Then we have a thing where we move the pocket, so the linemen block a certain way, and the quarterback rolls out. So we don't sit there and have to hold a defender who is bigger, faster, stronger, and more mature than we are up front. You don't have to hold them; you make them chase. And then the other thing is, we give our quarterback. And the first time that we've done this extensively with Hunter, because he is so intelligent and poised beyond his years, that we call a run pass option. And so if we call a run and play and it's open to throw the ball, he's got the option to do that, and he does, and does it very well. So that way nobody knows. So your linebackers, your defensive guys, and our offensive people think that we're running the football, and he's communicating with the receiver that he's going to throw the football, and he throws it. So there's nothing better than the lineman blocking a run play and you throw the football, because as a secondary in defense, we teach them to read the hat of a lineman, and if that hat is firing off the football, then we think it's going to be a run. If it comes straight up and they're passive, then it's a pass. So they can't get their reads. Mm-hmm. And so we have to do those things in order for us to have success. And that's how you protect a young, small offensive lineman. But don't make no mistake that the linemen that we have out there, that we put on that field right now, in Adam Beavers, and Brady Burke, and Dakota Kerner, and Joseph Estes, and Jake Gibson, those guys are going to fight. They're young, but they're going to fight, and that's what we're trying to tell them. We know they're not going to line up and blow people off the football, but we're going to use our quickness, and we're going to get in front of them, and then we're going to fight. And that's what we have to do, and that's what we're trying to do.
Of course, we know Beavers. He's been around, it seems like, a good while now. He was an all-conference performer last year, and Beavers is a junior this season. Expect a lot of good things out of him.
He's, you know, big. And we moved him from tight end who you know, catch the football, because we had all these other guys that could catch, and we knew that we were losing all these other linemen.
Moved
so and it says a lot for his character to say, yes sir, if that's where you need me, that's where I'm going to be.
And you had three or four or five guys last year of that mold, like Beavers, kind of long arm, big long arms, long legs, pretty thick kid, and able to secure that line. But he's the only guy up there right now that fits that particular mold. Right. But you've got, like you said, Gibson, and then the Burke boy. Tell us about him. He's a newcomer. He came over from Trigg County.
Brady Burke, he's a junior this year, and he came to us from Trigg County. He played at Trigg County, I think, his freshman year. And so he moved back to Livingston County, and he was cleared to come to us and play because he wanted to play football. And so so he's here, and you know, he's got the energy and excitement that you want out there. He's constantly playing both ways, plays offense, defensive line, as so does Adam Beavers, and just loves the game. You know, absolutely loves the game, and his motor's running all the time, and he's still learning our system. He doesn't know our system yet, but he just brings some excitement that he really enjoys it.
Your other two guys up front that look to be the starters at this point, and you're pretty sure now going into the game tomorrow night, but you've got Joe Estes and Jake Gibson. Tell us, those guys have been around a while, played middle school ball, played on JV team, but give us a little rundown on those guys.
Yeah, you know, and Joseph Estes is he's a junior, and his first opportunity to start, and you know, he's 165 pounds. He's not that big, but he's got fight in him, and that's what we want. That's what we were looking for. We know that these guys are going to get beat sometimes. We understand that, but they got fight, and that's what we want. We want to see that fight. But you know, I can tell you that also in that position with him and battling for that position is Sean O'Leary, and Sean O'Leary is another one, and he's a sophomore that he's about 5'9", 185 pounds. And if he gets his technique down, you know, then he and Estes are going to be battling it right there. But, you know, it goes back to what I said. You know, if we can play you one way and get away with it, then we give you some rest on one side of the ball. And so if Joseph Estes can be that one to line up there, then Sean O'Leary can have some rest on offense. And when he gets out there on defense, then he should have fresher legs. So that's our goal. That's what we want to try to do. And then Jake Gibson, you know, Jake Gibson's just one that, you know, he fights. He understands. He's a sophomore. And so, you know, he's there because he can fight, and he's going to do us a good job. You know, we've got some other guys, though, that I think really, really need to pick it up and come along, because I think that if they did, they would see some playing time. But, you know, we're not going to put anybody in there that we're not comfortable with and is not going to fight the way we want them to fight.
You've got Adam Wright is back up on the line. He adding some depth. Will Dobbins, Drake Kemper, those guys have been around too. Been around. I mean, a lot of people know their names and they've watched.
Yeah, and Devin Porter. You know, Devin Porter's a backup center.
Yeah.
And you know, so I mean, we got some guys there that can do it, and those guys are going to be better, and they're going to get better. You know, we've got guys that can only go one way. Because they get out of shape, and so what happens is, and we tried that in our scrimmage. You know, we saw it in the scrimmage that we had guys that were going both ways in our inter-squad scrimmage, and they just couldn't go. So if we're wearing them out, then we're losing out on both sides of the ball instead of trying to find somebody that can go in and do a good enough job to where we can give somebody rest, where at least we'll be decent on one side of the ball, and that's what we get into. So we're going to figure out those that can go both ways. We want them to go both ways. Those that can't, they can't go both ways.
Probably a perfect example of that, someone we mentioned earlier, Gavin Dickerson, who by anybody's accounts, one of the better football players on the football team, and a projected to be a great player for the next couple of 3 years. But he's one you're kind of looking at maybe just letting – he's going to be your Mike linebacker. We'll shift over to defense and may not get as many snaps on offense, at least as you see it right now.
Yeah, and that's why. You know, not that we don't think that he can do it. It's that we think that somebody else can do it and have him in a position where we're not we're not taken away from his linebacker because we have to have him at that linebacker.
He's one of those guys that could turn in 12, 14, 15 tackles a night. Yeah.
And he's, you know, he works on his technique because he's got a habit of stepping up and hopping and stuff. Mm-hmm. If he gets out of that habit and understands that he presses the line of scrimmage, and if he gets a great read and steps to where the ball's going, then he's going to make a lot of plays in a lot of games. You know, as of right now, he makes a lot of plays, but they might be 3 or 4 yards down the field because of, you know, him being young. I mean, he's a sophomore. So he hustles, he's there, he's tough, and he can be one of the best to play in that position if he gets his reads down.
Mm-hmm. Your other linebacker is your top returning tackler, Smith. He's really a guy that came on last year just out of nowhere, and is back. He's going to start again this time, Dylan Smith. He's 5'9", 160 pounds, but gosh, he finds a football, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I tell you what, Dylan has worked hard on his reads, and when he does read and he gets there, he's quick. He's quick as a cat. And so, he's the same way that he has to make sure that he keeps working and concentrate on his reads. And when he does, he's going to make plays down the hill instead of sideways. And that's what we're looking for. You know, linebacker is very simple. You know, you come down the hill, make plays. It's that simple. You know, you don't play sideways. The only time you're playing back is if it's a pass or you can drop in your zones. But you don't play sideways. You don't play lateral. You don't play back on a run play. You play down the hill and make the plays. And, you know, you're lined up at 5 yards deep behind everybody for a reason, because we expect you to make plays not just on your side but somebody else's side, on the other side of the ball. And so that's why you're there. And these guys are doing a good job. And you know, he's a senior and he's worked hard at it. And
one of the most recognizable guys on the field too. Big red hair, you know, big set of hair.
Constant smile. Yeah.
He just seems like a very jovial fella. And I think all the kids, you know, they're all he just kind of draws people to him, it seems like. And he's a good-looking player, good-looking boy in and out of pads.
Yeah. And then, you know, we have, Ethan Hunt is going to be at that linebacker, outside linebacker spot. And because of some defenses that we have him. So
he played a lot there last year toward the end of the year.
Well, he played Rocket as well, but we didn't do it like we're doing. We didn't adjust like we're doing now. So it's going to be more of a linebacker spot for him for that Rocket than it is not. You know, and I have to say this too, that I think Paxton Riley is one that I think that, you know, has come along, and I don't know that in the 26 years that I've been here that I've seen a kid change from one year to the next in a positive way. His work ethic, his skill, his mentality, his attitude, and I think it's great for him. And you know, he showed at the inter-squad scrimmage, you know, that he brought some excitement. He made some contact and made some tackles and some hits, and, you know, then that's what we're going to have. And he brings some leadership and experience as well.
Looking down front on your defense, a lot of the same names: Burke, Adam Wright, Sean O'Leary, Adam Beavers. Those are your guys you're looking at first team up front. Estes, Gibson, Dobbins, they're right behind them on the depth chart. And then you go back into the secondary, and you know, I think if there's been one consistent fact over the years, is it seems like we've had a hard time in the secondary defending other teams. But now this year we've got a lot of guys that can cover a lot of ground, don't we? I
mean, yeah,
it appears that way.
Yeah, and we do, and we've got kids that that take their job and their responsibility very seriously, and it starts with our corners. When we go halves coverage, you know, our corners are very, very aggressive on the receivers. So Jacob Russellberg and Brandon Lamy are those two corners, and there's no better defense on a pass then you disrupt the route of receiver. And so they take that very seriously, and they do a good job with that, and they understand it. And now what we have to do is make sure that our Rocket and our outside linebacker our Sam linebacker, we have to make sure they understand the same type thing, because even though they're tucked in tight, when there's two receivers to their side, they have to deny the vertical because our coverage is a halves coverage, which means our safeties are over the half of the field so that the middle of the field is wide open. And so our linebackers can't allow anybody to come to the middle of the field. So they're going to have to take the same type mentality and understand where the weakness is in that coverage. But we have it that way so those guys can play the run and the pass.
And then
you have our safeties. You know, you have Devin Nesbitt, who is a rangy safety. You know, and he can cover some ground. You have Mason Myers, and then a strong safety, and you have Paxton Riley, that's also a strong safety. So, you know, those guys understand it. They're athletic, and they can do it. Of course, Paxton, you know, is better served down tight. We're more of a linebacker type than he is deep. In a strong safety, but that's not saying that he can't be.
Paxton's one of those utility type guys that he can play a lot of different places, offensively and defensively.
Yeah, and we're glad he is.
Yeah, and he's another guy that, you know, something happens at quarterback. I know he's not taking a lot of reps back there now, but he's a guy that you could put in there, and he's been a quarterback before.
Yeah,
just a very good guy to have around, handy, isn't it?
Yeah, very good.
Like Grandpa'd say, a pocket on a shirt.
Like a pocket on a shirt, and I tell you, you know, I don't like pocket shirts, but that's not me. But anyway, I like Paxton, you know, I like it because, you know, he took that mentality last year. He was a backup. He didn't want to be a backup this year, and he worked his tail off. So,
the Brown boy, you've got him. He's another one. It appears to be in a similar type character. You've got him penciled in a lot of different areas on offense and defense. And I know he hadn't played in a while, and he's a newcomer. Really, don't know what to expect when the lights come on Friday night. But he's a good looking athlete.
Yeah, good looking athlete. You know, and he showed in the inter-squad scrimmage that he can hit. He wants to hit. He's not afraid. He doesn't shy away from contact, you know, and then he shows that when he catches the ball, and I think that's the biggest question mark right now is him having confidence in whether or not that he can catch. We have the confidence, and when he does catch it, he's got wheels, and we saw that as well. So, you know, we've got to factor in him and put him in a place where we need him to touch the ball sometimes. So.
One of the guys we haven't mentioned, and I know we're carrying on a little long today, but this is somewhat our preview show, and we're spending a little more time going through the roster and looking at different guys. But Will Perkins, he's a weapon. He's a guy over there that can score some points. I think he's certainly the leading returning scorer on the team, and he's a guy that you mentioned the other day. You've got to remember you've got him over there sometimes.
Yeah, that happened at the scrimmage at the end of the first half. You know, I should have kicked the field goal and tried to go in halftime 7-3, and just not to go into 7-3 at the scrimmage, but more importantly to give him an opportunity to try it in a game situation. I don't know that he's tried a field goal in a game type situation, and he's worked hard and gone to a lot of camps. And Adam Perkins is his dad, and he's the kicking coach this year, and he's helping him, and is doing an outstanding job. And Will has a stronger leg. That's obvious on his kickoffs, you know, and hopefully we can get some in the end zone. But we're going to have to be able to kick a field goal, and I've got to have that in my mindset going into it. When we cross the 30, we have a chance to kick a field goal. So, you know, he's a threat, and he's worked hard at punter too. So, you know, if we go to that the spread punt or tight punt that we use, then you know, he's probably the one that's going to punt the football.
He's like that knife you keep in your sock. You know, you got to remember you've
gotta
got it.
You got to have it there. You yeah. got to have it. You got to yeah. remember you yeah. got it there yeah. so yeah. you can use it.
That's sure. right. Let's talk a little bit about Todd Central, which is the focus this week. Todd, the Rebels come in to this game with a new head football coach, Les Brody. He's been around a little bit. He's been assistant coach over at Muhlenberg County. I think he got his start down in Glasgow. Been around a couple places, but now he's a new head coach. You really don't know what to expect. This team won only 3 games last year. Not a real good season. They lost to Mayfield. Of course, Mayfield puts a lot of people out of the playoffs, but lost by about 40 points to Mayfield in the first round last year. So don't know. They have 15, 16 seniors.
Yeah, they have 16, 17 seniors, and that's the first thing that stands out. You know, I know Les Brody, and he's been around. I think he knows our program. He knows what we're about, and so, you know, he's going to have those kids ready to play, and watching them on film, they're, you know, they're huge up front. I mean, they're big, and then they have athletes to support those guys with. So, you know, we're concerned, obviously. You know, we can't take anybody for granted. We can't, you know, think that this was going to be easy because, I mean, again, you know, these kids are young and they're learning every game, and this is the first one that they're going to be able to learn, and they're going to be nervous. I can tell you that, and we're going to make the mistakes, and so what we need to do is just make sure that we minimize the mistakes that we have in crucial situations.
All right, Coach Darnes, I know you're going down to your wife's old stomping grounds. This is her alma mater. So do you all have a little inside bet on this thing? Is she a Rebel fan at heart, or she's been bleeding blue a long time?
Yeah, you know, she's moved on from there, you know. She still has family there. In fact, the starting quarterback, Bryce Penick, is related to her brother's wife.
Oh,
and
really?
So yeah, well, there's family reunions that we go to, and they're there, and they talk, we talk football all the time, and so there's still family there, there's connections, so that we go back quite a bit as well.
Makes it interesting. Well, we're looking forward to opening kickoff of 2016, 7 p.m. down at Elkton this weekend, Friday night. Coach Darnes, good luck on your season, and looking forward to the podcast this year. I hope everyone tunes in. I want to remind everyone that YTG Insurance is our sponsor this week. Tanner Tabor, down at the insurance company, formerly Yarbrough Insurance, and now it's Yarbrough Tabor and Goodwin, and just really proud to have Tanner on board as a sponsor, former Rocket, and a pretty good one.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player, and you know, hopefully we can get a lot of these young kids to understand the type of play that Tanner brought to the table, and that's what we want them. And that's, you know, same thing that we're trying to do with these young guys. Tanner was once one time a player, and so these guys are too. And hopefully we can move along these guys like we did Tanner.
He reminded me the other day that he was on among those seniors that were the winningest seniors of all time. So
yes,
they wear that very proudly,
yeah.
Like the 85 team wears their championship.
Yeah, you know, we thank Andy Hunt for keeping that posted for us,
yeah.
You know, so they know that. And that makes a big deal, and people realize
sure.
That stuff. So
it's something I need to mention this too. Andy's on the disabled list. Andy fell off of a ladder, of all things, and broke his arm, and we're going to be without him for sure a half a season, maybe the whole season. Depends on what he's able to do. So we're going to miss Andy and his insight and all of his statistics every week. I'm going to have a hard time keeping pace with what he's been able to bring for us. And hopefully he's going to be in an advisory role and try to help me keep things in line.
Somebody needs to advise you.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, knowing who, you know, when somebody breaks a record on the field, he always knew it off the top of his head. So we're going to miss Andy and hope he convalesces and recovers very quickly so he can be back on the sideline. But good luck down at Todd County tomorrow night, Coach Darnes.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. And thanks to all the sponsors. And, Chris, thanks to you for doing the podcast.
Yeah.